Attempts to reunite Cyprus have been ongoing for more than 30 years, with the latest round of talks launched in 2008. But despite intensive sessions, they failed to gain momentum. Some observers say the negotiations between President Dimitris Christofias, who heads the internationally recognized Greek Cypriot government, and the Turkish Cypriot leader Dervis Ereglu are moving too slowly and they're in jeopardy of collapse. But the UN-appointed Cyprus mediator and former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer told VOA he continues to remain upbeat about prospects for a breakthrough.
The differences between them are not beyond resolution. Now, that's not to say it's not proving to be, you know, incredibly difficult to get agreement across all of the chapters, but certainly I still believe that it is possible to conclude an agreement here. But that requires a lot of political courage. Nobody can want this agreement more than the Cypriots themselves.
Cyprus was split in a 1974 Turkish invasion triggered by a Greek-inspired coup. Since then, Turkish Cypriots live in its north and Greek Cypriots in the south. The division left nearly 200,000 Greek Cypriot refugees isolated from their homes by the Turkish control of the northern sector of the island. The property abandoned by displaced Greek Cypriots has been occupied by settlers from mainland Turkey. It's this problem which is causing the biggest headache for the United Nations. But Downer says progress has been made in other areas, such as on how the two communities will share power. He admits that much work remains on issues, including the territorial boundaries, especially in the event that oil or gas is discovered offshore.
Remember, what's been looked at here, what's been negotiated, is a federation. So obviously, the coastline is, in that sense, split between two states, two state governments, jurisdictions. But of course, it's within the federation itself. So I suspect if Cyprus were to reunite, then the bounty that would come from any offshore resource development would be shared throughout the island.
The internationally recognized Republic of Cyprus will begin exploratory drilling for gas in 6 months and hopes to have an estimate of its natural gas fields by next year. It's a decision that has irked the Turkish Cypriot community.
I think this is a different question if Cyprus doesn't reunite. I suspect in those circumstances the Turkish Cypriots will nevertheless say that they should be included in this bounty, and the Greek Cypriots may have another view. May, and that's not to say they would.
The island joined the European Union in 2004, but only the south has membership benefits. A breakthrough in Cyprus is important for Turkey because the divided island has become one of the main obstacles in its efforts to push its bid to join the European Union. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.